2 Chippewa Falls, W228 PO Claire. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Israeli airstrikes partially level a refugee camp in Gaza, killing dozens, according to Palestinian officials. At the United Nations, CBS's Pamela Falk says the drumbeat is getting louder for a ceasefire.
UN agencies continue to press for more aid deliveries to Gaza. The UN humanitarian chief, Martin Griffiths, in Jerusalem on Tuesday, met with family members of Israeli hostages, calling for their unconditional release, while the UN secretary general, as well as UNICEF officials, called for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire.
The State Department says Secretary of State Antony Blinken will visit Israel on Friday and make other stops in the region. FBI Director Christopher Wray sounds the alarm over potential terror threats inspired by the Israel-Hamas war. CBS's Scott McFarlane on Capitol Hill.
He's concerned that violent extremists will be galvanized by what they're seeing in the Middle East, galvanized by Hamas's attack on Israel in a way that threatens the homeland. This is not something the FBI director would ever say casually, noting that it's obviously going to stir up some concerns.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Secretary of State Antony Blinken urge Congress to immediately send aid to both Israel and Ukraine. CBS's Nancy Cordes at the White House.
They're arguing that you've got to tie these two packages of aid together, Ukraine and Israel. They say we have made commitments to two major allies. We've made commitments to other world powers that we were going to provide this funding.
The White House says if passed by both chambers, President Biden would veto a House Republican bill to provide aid to Israel but not Ukraine, which includes cuts to funding for the IRS. Halloween in Lewiston, Maine, helps residents through what has been an extremely difficult time after last week's deadly mass shootings. Resident Megan Spiller.
I know a lot of the trunk-or-treats that we had planned on going to were canceled this weekend, so it was just nice to have this annual event to come out to and celebrate.
CBS's Wendy Gillette on a jury's decision in the deadly crash of an electric vehicle with an autopilot system.
A victory for Tesla in the first U.S. jury trial involving its autopilot system. Two passengers in the 2019 crash near Los Angeles sued, claiming Tesla knew its autopilot system was defective when it sold the car. Jurors in the civil trial ruled the autopilot driver assistant feature did not have a manufacturing defect in the system and did not lead to a death. Attorneys for Tesla say the driver, who was killed, consumed alcohol before getting in the car, and that it's not clear the autopilot system was engaged when the vehicle crashed. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is suing the Wisconsin legislature over pay raises denied to University of Wisconsin employees. A joint committee is holding up the pay raises, even though they'd been approved in the state budget by the full legislature and signed by the governor. Republican leaders called the lawsuit frivolous and said that it could hold up pay raises for other state employees. Evers wants the state Supreme Court to take up the case directly. Open enrollment under the Affordable Care Act begins tomorrow. People have until December 15th to sign up for a plan or renew their old plan in order to be covered on January 1st. Enrollment hit a record high earlier this year, and health insurance analysts expect the number to get bigger. In Wisconsin, thousands of people who were disenrolled from Medicaid this year are expected to drive demand. I'm Nate Wuggehoe, Civic Media News.
The Packers trade Rasul Douglas. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A shocking move by Green Bay Packers general manager Brian Gutekunst today, just before the NFL trade deadline. He sends veteran defensive back Rasul Douglas to the Buffalo Bills. Also, a fifth-round pick goes to Buffalo. In return, the Packers get the Bills' third-round pick in next spring's draft. That means that the Packers will have five picks in the first three rounds of the 2024 NFL draft. Now, Douglas has been vocal and frustrated about this four-game losing streak beginning in Las Vegas against the Raiders, last week against the Broncos.
No, I'm sick of seeing y'all come in here.
This week you said you're sick of
seeing everybody.
Or are they mad?
Yeah, they mad. But we just lost to Denver. Not saying that they terrible, but come on.
Sources say he did not request the trade, but is looking forward getting to a Super Bowl contender with the Bills. NBA, Milwaukee Bucks headed to Toronto. They play the Raptors tomorrow night. Tip-off time, 6 o'clock, with sports on Mike Clemens.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. As snow comes to an end, we'll see partly sunny skies this afternoon. Windy still. Highs around 37 degrees. North winds up to 25 miles per hour. For tonight, partly cloudy, a low around 21. Partly sunny, 37 on your Wednesday. For Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 41.
Right now, 35.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Step on up and enjoy what's on tap today. Local talk about the Valley and all of Wisconsin. In fact, it's on tap every day. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Courtney Cuff, Henny Cuff, dude.
Because all the hippies are trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. We discuss local and national Native news and events. And as you know, Haley, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
You are right, Robert. This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Great organization that's been supporting us over 7 years here on Native Roots Radio, and what a great organization, and they're nationally, and we really appreciate them. Hey, we want to get going right here. It's the last day, but of course not really the last day, but the last day to talk with Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and we want to talk about that. And we have Samantha Still, who's Communications Manager for Strong Hearts Native Helpline, which is a national domestic and sexual violence helpline headquartered here in Minneapolis. And she's a tribal citizen of the Pueblo and has more than a decade of experience in communication. And we're just really excited to talk to you and remind our listeners about this month that's wrapping up, but also the great work that you do. So Pinigigi, Samantha, thanks for stopping in.
Hi, thanks for having us. We're really happy and excited that you've had us back on the show here several times now.
Well, the work that you do, and it's kind of fun, Samantha, is that we both have kind of started around the same time. And I know your lines were limited in the beginning, and now you're national and 24 hours, and we've been both growing together. So it's been fun to have you back on and have you on as much as possible, because this is an important thing for our people and people all around Turtle Island to use, because this is so prevalent and all over. So I just want to get going here with questions here, because, you know, time's limited, and I just want to welcome you. And as I mentioned, it's the end of October, which is, if our listeners don't know, is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Samantha, can you tell me what your organization did this month to bring awareness to this very, very, very important issue?
Yes, absolutely. So during the month of October, we really wanted to highlight the fact that our line and our advocates are caller led. And what I mean when I say caller led is that our advocates are really there to listen to our callers, listen to the situations that they're going through, listen to their experiences, listen to their barriers, and just kind of listen to what it is that our callers are ready to do. One thing that our CEO, Lori Jump, says, and I like to reiterate this line a lot, is that our callers reaching out, our relatives, they're calling because they're experiencing some sort of domestic violence, sexual violence. And so they already have somebody telling them what to do all the time. We don't want to be that for them. We don't want to tell them, this is what you need to do. This is what you're going to do. We really want to listen to what they are ready to do. And so our tagline this month was walking this path together, because we are there to simply listen and see what our relatives are ready to do. Are they ready to find a shelter? Are they ready to leave their situation? Because most of the time, they're not ready to leave the situation that they're currently in. Our number one need on our lines is peer support. And so most of the time, all they want is somebody to listen, somebody to talk to, and somebody to validate the things that they're going through. So that's what we wanted to highlight this month, is that we are caller led. We listen. We are there to support whatever our relatives on the other line are ready to do.
You know, that's really, really important. And one of the things that we've talked about in the past is, you know, wondering, you know, if the shelter takes pets or children, and those important avenues. You know, we have pets here at our house, and they're family to us. So it's so, so important.
Absolutely. I actually appreciate the fact that you brought up pets, because a lot of the time, you know, when you're going through a domestic violence or sexual violence situation and your family or whoever is telling you to leave that situation, they're not really looking at the bigger picture, right? They don't know that there may be children involved, there may be pets involved, and it is not easy to just get up and leave things like that behind. And a lot of the time, abusers will use the pet against the person who's being abused as a way of keeping them there. And they know that. And so finding resources that are shelters that are pet friendly or whatever it may be is very, very important when it comes to providing our relatives with the resource that fits their current need.
You know, for natives in our community, in our small community, trust is so, so important. You know, why do you think that native people reach out to native specific services? We should talk a little bit about that, but it's a big deal for us indigenous people here.
I think that there's multiple reasons, but two of the reasons that I want to highlight is I think that our relatives reach out for native specific services is because they want to know that the person on the other line is familiar with the barriers that they may be facing, things like access to resources or even the availability of resources, because we touched on this a little bit the last time I was here. The resource disparity for Native-centered resources is just astonishing low. And another thing is trust. Trust is a big thing in our Native community. Trust is something that's not easy for our people. And with Native-centered services, our relatives reaching out can feel a sense of trust, and that the person on the other line of that line or the person in that resource can relate with the things that they are going through, relate with their experiences, and they can have a little bit of trust in somebody who understands what they are talking about, right? Because you're not going to find that in any other services that are not Native-centered. Somebody who is understanding of generational trauma, of barriers, and barriers that are specific to our Native relatives, what those barriers are and what those look like. And so I think it's just important that you know the person on that other line, they understand, and you can trust them.
Yeah, that's a talk about the process a little bit here. So I call, and, you know, you get me in touch with specific Native resources. Can you walk us through that whole process?
Absolutely. So when someone calls our line needing support in finding a resource in their area, the first thing that we always try to do is figure out what state they're in, which can is not always easy, right? Because we are confidential and anonymous. And so our caller may not want to provide us with that information, but we try to find out what state they're from or what reservation they're from, because the very first thing we want to do is refer them back to their need, to their resources within their tribal area, because they're going to understand them the most, right? And if utilizing a tribal resource is not available, we are very fortunate to have access to the National Hotline Database. So no matter where our relatives are, we will always try to find the absolute best resource to refer them to. So first thing, you call, you let us know, is it peer support that you want? We're just going to sit here and we're going to listen and we're going to validate and we're going to understand what you're going through. The second part is, what steps are you ready to take? Are you looking for a resource in your area, whether that's a shelter, whether that's IHS, right, Indian Health Services? What is it that you need? Let us help you get in touch to the nearest resource available in your area. Another thing our CEO, Lori Jump, likes to say is we only have one chance. We're confidential and anonymous. We do not build relationships with our callers. And so we really only have that one chance to make a difference or to say something that our relatives are needing. So give them a resource, whatever it is that they're needing in that moment.
Wow. Hey, we are here with Samantha Still, Communications Manager for Strong Hearts Native Helpline. And we're going to keep on with this conversation when we get back. So important in so many ways. And we've talked about it over the years here on Native Roots Radio. And it's just so great to see the evolution in the past 6 years with this great, great organization. So we're going to take a quick break and we're going to be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake.
When we heal from our traumas,
when we face our fears,
let go of our addictions,
when we relearn our values,
when we live our teachings,
respecting our elders,
cherishing and honoring our children,
when we honor and take care of our spirit,
there will be no room left for sexual violence.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Back to school season is here. And while this is an exciting time for parents, kids, and educators, let's not forget how far we've come in our battle against COVID-19. We're in a better place, but COVID-19 is still here, and we need to continue to help protect our communities. With the flurry of new schedules and classrooms, let's not overlook the fundamentals of staying safe. Wash your hands regularly and watch for any symptoms like fever, chills, a cough, or shortness of breath. Should you or someone you know have COVID-19 symptoms, stay home and get tested. Find more tips on continuing to be safe at health.state.mn.us. Let's have this back-to-school season be a time of renewed commitment to our collective health and brighter future for our Native communities. Again, find more tips on continuing to be safe at health.state.mn.us.
This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
There really is no place like home. Hi, I'm Mary T. of Mary T. Home Health. When you're faced with an illness or an injury, being able to stay at home and receive care is important. Our home health offers a wide range of services, including skilled nursing, physical, occupational, and speech therapies, AIDS, homemakers, in-home respite care, and 24/7 live-in care. We'll work closely with your primary care provider to come up with an individualized plan for you. Learn more today at MaryTInc.com.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Native American Community Clinic, or NAC, on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Yes, they do. And we always have the great Dr. Stately on Mondays, and with the information and the history all over Turtle Island here. So we have the CEO, and we really appreciate them. Hey, we are with Samantha, and we like to call her Sam still, and she's a communications manager for Strong Hearts Native Helpline, and you are a citizen of the Pueblo Powhatan, and I said that very smoothly, but we practiced here during the break, so appreciate you being on, and we left off here because we have a lot of information we want to talk about here, and we're talking about winding up the Native American Domestic Awareness Month.
Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I had that underlined. I appreciate it. I have a good memory, but it's short, but I'm a baby elder, Samantha, so bear with me. Welcome back.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us again. I know I say thank you each time, but we really appreciate you having us on with you guys and letting us talk about our organization and some of the very important issues that we handle here.
Yeah, definitely. So we know that victim survivors of domestic or sexual violence can utilize your line, but can or do you help individuals struggling with anything else?
Yes, actually, that's a really important question. And thank you for asking it. The answer is yes. Yes, you can call our lines if it's not domestic or sexual violence that you're directly experiencing. I've mentioned in previous interviews that our top need from our callers is simply peer support, meaning somebody to just talk to, somebody to just hear your concerns. If you're wondering, is what I'm experiencing abuse? Is what I'm experiencing sexual abuse? Is what I'm experiencing domestic abuse? Whatever it may be, if you need to talk that out with somebody, we're here to support you. If you are a caring friend or relative and you don't know how to support somebody in this situation, if you know they're experiencing domestic violence, if you know that they're experiencing sexual violence and you just don't know what to do, we are here to support you. We are here to help you. If you are experiencing feelings of being suicidal or whatever it may be, we will get you on the line with somebody who can help you. Our advocates don't directly help with that, but we can get you over to the National Suicide Hotline or whoever it may be that you need. You know, we did an interview earlier this week, earlier last week, for DVAM with our CEO, Lori Jump. And I'm going to read this, so you'll probably see me reading something off the screen, but something that she said really, really stuck with me, because I don't think that a lot of people think of the other side of the coin when it comes to domestic violence or sexual violence, right? So something that she said is, people who cause harm need help too. And if we don't do that, if we don't work with those people, you know, meaning the abusers, we may help a victim survivor be safe, but the abuser might move on to abuse another partner. And that really stuck with me, because we can be helping somebody going through a situation right now, but the person who is abusing them is only going to move on and find somebody else to abuse. And so we are also here to answer the line and talk to those who are not only experiencing domestic or sexual violence, but the one causing the violence. We will help connect you to resources. We will help connect you to support, somebody who's going to be able to walk you through why you're doing what you're doing, why it is that you feel it's okay. And so when she said that, it just really made me think of the other side of the coin. It is so accurate that they will find somebody else to abuse. And so, of course, the core of our advocacy is assisting those who are experiencing violence, but we're also here to support all of our relatives, because we can't turn our back on any of our relatives experiencing many different experiences, right? And so we do offer support to a wide range of individuals. Please call our line if you're experiencing anything.
And that reminds me, and wow, first of all, I want to say what a really, really powerful statement that is, because it's more than one dimensional. And I really appreciate you bringing that up. And that's really good points. I also, Haley, I'm wondering if you can do this for us. I also feel like we didn't the first segment, but we should over the airwaves here talk about how to get a hold of Strong Hearts.
Right. Yes. So their number, that number is 1-844-7-NATIVE. So 1-844-762-8483. Again, 1-844-7-NATIVE, 1-844-762-8483. Or you can chat online at www.strongheartshelpline.org.
Yeah. How important is that? I mean, again, really, it's more than one dimensional, and there's many, many, many people involved with this, including the victims and the victimizers. And what a really good point. You know, I'd like to ask you, Samantha, Sam, is there anything else you'd want to cover in our interview?
Yeah, as always, I just want to remind our relatives who are experiencing sexual or domestic violence, or those who need support in supporting a loved one that is not yet ready to pick up the phone on their own and make the call to us, that we have plenty of amazing resources located on our website, resources that'll help you support a loved one, resources that'll help you figure out if what you're experiencing is normal or not normal. We do have information on our website, not only about abusive relationships, but on healthy relationships. So I also encourage you to look at, you know, are you in a healthy relationship or are you in an abusive relationship, to really help you understand where you're at right now. We have plenty of amazing articles on our website, in addition to constantly sharing information and resources via our social medias. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We are currently uploading different things to our YouTube, so you can also find us on YouTube. So there's more than one way to contact us. You can contact us by phone. You can send us a message on Facebook. If you are currently experiencing an issue that needs emergency assistance, please don't contact us on Facebook. Please use our hotline number. You can chat on our website. Just please reach out to us if there is anything that you need from Strong Hearts Native Helpline, if you are experiencing domestic or sexual violence or just need support.
Yeah, it's really important. And I'd like to ask you, and this is kind of off the cuff here, we talked a little bit about last time how important it is to talk to your helpline, because when, let's say, we have such a small community, and I know for us, like Haley and I are related, and there's a lot of people that are related in our tribe that have different names. So I don't want to say maneuver, but to guide yourself through there, so maybe the wrong person isn't hearing about this. Remember we talked a little bit about that? Could you elaborate on that? Because I thought that was really interesting and really important to bring up.
Yes. So, you know, some reservations, some tribal areas are fortunate enough to have their own resources located on their tribe. However, when you are going through a domestic or sexual violence issue in your relationship, our relatives tend to work in those organizations, right? If you're living and working on your reservation, you are working at one of those organizations. So it's not so easy for the person who is being victimized to use their tribal resources. And so we can be that bridge for you. You can call us. And if you are not ready to use a resource in your reservation, we can help you find a resource near you. We do encourage you to use a resource on your reservation, but if that is not an option for you because you don't want somebody else to find out what's going on, use us as a bridge to help you get the help that you're needing. That there is not a limit on who can help you, right? So if you don't want to seek help internally, we can help you seek help elsewhere.
And yeah. Strong Hearts Native Helpline is 24/7, 365 days a week, right, Sam?
Yes, 24/7, 365. You can contact us any time of the day, any day.
Right. And Haley, I was wondering too, as we're listening, these are services that, you know, I don't know if you heard of you know, until you did started producing the show. Do you have any questions? Because it's like the gold standard right now to talk to Stronghearts.
Mm-hmm. Right. You're exactly right. As always, Robert. But I said this last time too, I think in our interview, Sam, but I'm not afraid to say, you know, there's a lot of us in therapy and we go to regular therapy in our states and maybe some state programs, and we're working with therapists who maybe aren't native or don't understand any of the cultural trauma or the abuse that is so statistically proven in Native families. And it's hard for them to kind of give advice on something that they don't understand.
From Lake Wissota State Park and the Pablo Center, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown. 93.5, The Tap.
CBS News Brief in Gaza. Israel confirms carrying out a deadly airstrike on a refugee camp near Gaza City. CBS's Charlie Daggett in Tel Aviv.
It enrages the region. It makes it much more difficult for Israeli forces to operate in those areas.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Secretary of State Antony Blinken urge an increasingly divided Congress to immediately send major aid to both Israel and Ukraine. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
They made the case today in that hearing point blank that if the U.S. does not provide more funding for Ukraine, it will lose this war. So they're making the case that the stakes couldn't be higher.
In the wake of the Israel-Hamas war, FBI Director Christopher Wray warns Congress of the increased risk of a terrorist attack in the U.S. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
The FBI director also said Al-Qaeda and ISIS have called for attacks on the U.S., but said at this time they're not tracking any imminent credible threats.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's largest utility companies say they plan to end using coal as a fuel source sooner than they had expected. We Energies and the WEC Energy Group announced Tuesday they plan to stop using coal by the end of 2032. They had originally anticipated needing to use coal until 2035. They say they're moving up that date after they increased investments into renewable energy sources by over $1 billion. More teenagers are getting jobs in Wisconsin. The number of young people applying for work permits went up by 27% between 2019 and last year. That represents more than 37,000 workers. Republican lawmakers are trying to eliminate work permits. They say they're an unnecessary burden. On the other hand, fees from work permits pay for enforcing labor standards in Wisconsin. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Nothing terribly spooky about your forecast overnight. We'll see partly cloudy skies, winds turning to the southwest, 21 degrees by sunup. A mostly cloudy skies, we head into the new month, 37 degrees for your Wednesday afternoon. Lower 40s on Thursday. Currently 23 degrees.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Tell a friend what's on tap. There's a new station in town with conversation about Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley. This is 93.5 The Tap.
National artists.
Cafe Latte combines a cafe dining experience with gourmet quality food. Plus, you can still do online ordering and takeout, along with gift cards. Just go to cafelatte.com and choose from their ever-changing selection of award-winning salads, sandwiches, and soups. Cafe Latte is located off Victoria and Grand and online at cafelatte.com.
When a drunk driver hit my car, the structural integrity and safety features of my Toyota Sienna saved my life. I will always own one. That's it. That's the ad. I don't think I need to add anything else, but I'll gladly mention their sales team is attentive and friendly, their service department is the best in the state, and their vehicles, you can put a lot of faith in the quality and safety of a Toyota vehicle. The structural integrity and safety features of my Toyota Sienna saved my life. I will always own one. That says it all. Rudy Luther Toyota, 5 miles west of Minneapolis on 394.
With a look at your AM 950 weather, I'm Patrick Lilia. Cloudy tonight with a low of 24, then sunshine Wednesday with a high of 37. Nightingale is your cozy, comfortable neighborhood bar and restaurant at 26th and Lindale in Minneapolis. Come in for the famous Nightingale Burger or the Ginger Tamari Chicken Wings. View their menu or place a takeout order at nightingalempls.com.
Hi, this is Representative Charisse Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
This portion of the show is supported by Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon. Support honest Native news from Natives themselves. Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon.
Yes, thank you for everyone that's donated and donates monthly. We really appreciate it. And it was a great interview with Samantha Still just recently, and now we're in segment three. And we're here, and it's Halloween, All Hallows Eve, and Haley is impersonating Bobby P., Wendy.
Haley, your costume for people watching on Facebook and other social media networks out there, Haley is
impersonating
Robert, and she did such a great job. You look great, Haley.
Thank you.
That's so funny.
Well, explain to our listening audience, which is 99% of the people, what she's wearing.
Well, she has her headphones on, glasses. And she has a headband around her head, which Robert sometimes wears. And she has a gray goatee and a T-shirt. So
also, she's got that bundle of show it against Haley.
The bundle of tobacco that Robert wears often around his neck. That's hilarious. Great job.
And a T-shirt.
And a T-shirt.
Too.
I said T-shirt. Yeah. T-shirt. Yeah.
Shout out to Angie Vig for the idea. So, yeah, it was a great idea. And imitation is the best form of flattery.
Yeah, that's what they say. That's what they say. Unbelievable. Well, really great job. I was cracking up, really cracking up.
Thank you. Feenigie.
Well, I know she said she was going to do that, but I didn't believe her until she sent us that picture.
Right.
It's like, oh, she's got the headband on. Because I have that big V, you know, in my hair right here. Uh-huh. It's the kind of the, then you're going to get that big V too someday.
Mm-hmm. It's called the widow's peak.
Mm-hmm. Runs in the family.
Yeah. So Haley, it's Halloween, and Haley and Wendy, it's Halloween. We want to remind our relatives out there not to dress like Indians.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Good thinking, Robert.
That's a good one. That's a big one.
It is a big one. And why should people not do that, Haley? Could you explain, Robert?
I think Misko, who's been on the show a few times, always does a really good job of explaining this. Misko is a dancer, and she makes a lot of her own regalia. So when people dress up as, you know, in Native American costumes for Halloween, it's not a costume. Us as Native Americans, when we wear regalia or we wear traditional clothing, we're representing ourselves and 100% our own spirit, our true identity, whatever that may be. And in Halloween, you're dressing up to pretend that you're someone else, or you're trying to portray someone else. And that's not what we're doing as Native Americans when we put on those clothings or those pieces of clothing and garments, which are sacred and have a lot of meaning to our identity. And yeah, they're not costumes. You know, we're portraying ourselves 100% in our truest and our truest way. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a really good explanation. Thank you for doing that, because I think a lot of people just don't get it.
Right. You know? Yeah. You know, in for many years we were dealing with the Washington football team, and there's also more sports teams mm-hmm. out there that are Native-centric, whether it's the Chiefs or the mm-hmm. Braves, and they always come back with, we're honoring you.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. no, you're not. Hey, Wendy, open up your phone here, and Haley sent us some stuff here. There's some spirited facts, and this could be like fun facts Halloween for you if you wanted to go through these. There's 43 of them, and I can't find them right now.
Oh, I got it. Okay. Right here.
Are you able to, pop one of these out?
Yeah, definitely. I have it up, but I don't see the list of the 43. Oh, here. Continue reading.
Hey, that's there the you button go. I didn't
that's
read.
That's what you got to pick up. And then you got to click off all the ads that pop up because it's crazy, you know?
I know.
Yeah. Well, so there's the largest Halloween parade in the United States. And guess where it takes place?
Appleton, Wisconsin? Or Appleton,
Salem.
Salem, Wisconsin?
Massachusetts.
It says New York City.
Oh.
New York City, the annual event, which began in 1973, is held in Greenwich Village. The parade draws nearly 2 million spectators and includes roughly 70,000 costumed participants.
Ooh. You know, it's interesting, but wasn't Anoka the Halloween capital of the world at one time?
It still is in Minnesota,
Not on this list.
Well, in Minnesota.
No, in the world. The Halloween capital of the world.
Of the world, okay.
They didn't say of the world in Minnesota.
Okay.
What else do we got for a fun fact?
I like this one. I like this one. I'm a big Friday the 13th fan here. Jason Voorhees lives at the bottom of a lake. Jason Voorhees, the sociopath from Friday the 13th movie, is immortalized at the bottom of a Minnesota lake. According to a YouTube video, a diver chained a statue of the fictitious serial killer, hockey mask and all, to the bottom of a mine pit in the city of Crosby, where it remains today in Minnesota.
Wow. So it's at the bottom of the lake there.
I guess.
Wow. I wonder how deep the lake is. And I'm wondering, like, if you scuba dived, if you could go down there and see it.
I'm sure.
Wow. That's creepy.
Do I have any scary sound effects? Oh, yeah. There we go. Oh. Yeah. Psychopath. I like that.
There's also a list of U.S. destinations that have spooky names. I'm not going to go all through them, but let me do this one real quick. Yeah, go ahead.
This is one that we've done over the years of 23 years of living in this house. A lot of Americans pretend not to be at home on Halloween.
Well, we're never home on Halloween. We keep our lights off and, you know, we don't, because we go to a different town to be with our godchildren. Mm-hmm. Olivia's 8 years old. So we've been doing this, you know, since I think she was in a stroller. She didn't even walk yet.
She was pushing the stroller around.
Yeah. But I mean, we were there every year with her, so we're never home. So,
but prior to that, because she's only 8 years old, we used to, you'd work on Halloween and I'd be hiding in the basement.
Yeah,
with the lights
off, in the corner of the basement. We used to go to pretty good Halloween parties, though.
Yeah,
yeah.
You were what's her name? You're 50.
I used to do Saturday Night Live.
What's her name?
Characters.
O'Malley.
Chris.
It was O'Malley.
Catherine. Something. Yeah.
Catherine O'Malley,
and
something. I'm 50.
And then the other one. And you know what? Pictures came up on my Facebook news feed. 1 year, I made a kitty litter cake.
Oh, I remember you talking about this.
It grossed everybody out. It
Nobody ate it.
So real.
Because he had Tootsie Rolls in there.
It
and
was
the
so
Tootsie
crazy.
Rolls looked like the cat. And then the cat litter, what was the cat litter made out of?
It was a cake, like a crumble cake. And here, I'm going to put a picture up. I don't know if you could see that.
That looks so real.
It came with, I put it in after I baked it and I cooked it.
Look at that.
I put it in a clean kitty litter pan, and it even had a scooper. You had to use a scooper to scoop out the thing. It was delicious. Honestly, it was really good. But there were a lot of people out there who were like, no way, I can't even eat this. It looks so real.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Yeah, so that's kitty litter cake.
So what other things have you been over the years?
One year, back in the 80s, I went as, when Ghostbusters was really popular, I went as a cocaine buster.
Oh.
And I had,
was that before or after treatment?
I was a cocaine buster.
That means
I was, you know.
Busting people that did cocaine.
Cocaine, yeah. So I had bags of sugar, you know, and salt. And I had like a little spoon hanging around my neck. And I had like one of those white, you know, painter's costumes, you know.
Painter's pants.
Pants and top on. It was like the overalls.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't remember what was the dust. What do you call cocaine? Like the dust or sugar or something? I had it on my bag. It
what was do you call cocaine? Funny.
Yeah.
Cocaine.
No, it was called like I don't know. Blow. It said blow on it.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was that one.
So Haley, what have you been over the years?
That's a great question. You know, looking back as probably my childhood, Halloween costumes were some of my favorite. I don't know, I guess Snow White, which maybe fits in with your cocaine costume.
Otherwise, maybe a snow shovel, I think I had put on my thing. I had like a lot of funny things.
We're moving on.
And I won. I won best costume. I just want you to know that.
Well, you did as that. Why can't we remember her name? Saturday night. O'Malley.
I don't know.
Molly Shannon.
Sally O'Malley. Whatever.
Yeah, Sally O'Malley. Yeah, okay. That was really good. I'm 50. And Wendy, you were in your 40s when you were doing that.
Yeah, I know. That was a good old days, seriously.
Now it's like, I'm 80. Oh. So I won one year as a band player. I had a band uniform on.
Uh-huh.
And I brought my trumpet, or brought a bugle, I think.
Yeah.
They wanted me to play it, but I didn't want to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, again, any more fun facts?
Well, one year I made my sister, it was like at the last minute we're like, what are we going to make her? So literally, do you remember the Colgate pump?
Yeah,
I made her a Colgate pump.
Oh my god, Wendy.
Colgate pump. She had like
this is
toothpaste
like
coming out of her head. She had like a little, you know, you could pump her head down and like cotton would come out. It's very funny. It was very creative.
This is like truth or dare, or this is like Wendy, telling us her deep, dark secrets back in the day when she was going to Halloween parties all the time.
Back in the, good thing there weren't any
social media
and pictures back then, right? We're all safe.
Social media.
Seriously. I'm going to just read a couple of these U.S. destinations really quick with spooky names. Slaughter Beach, Delaware, Tombstone, Arizona, Bad Axe, Michigan, Kill Devil Hills, North Carolina, Sleepy Hollow, New York, Munster, Indiana.
Ooh, we should have had some scary bumper music. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio's Halloween episode here, and we'll be right back. And Wendy, what do we got going on the last segment?
I have
here?
No idea. We'll think about
more Halloween stuff then. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. All together now. We'll be right.
Stay with us.
Stay with us.
Stay with us.
Be a vaccinative. As the fall season continues, new COVID-19 variants threaten the health of not just you, but our elders as well. These new variants might even evade previous vaccines. That's why it's important to stay up to date. The newly authorized vaccines target current variants effectively and are FDA approved for ages 6 months and older. But there is an important note. These are the first COVID vaccines to be commercialized, which means there may be costs associated with them. Speak with your health insurer about your coverage before scheduling an appointment to avoid a surprise bill. For those without health insurance, help is available. Ask your health clinic about options or visit vaccines.gov for free locations. Getting vaccinated protects you from severe disease. Don't put yourself or elders at risk. So be a vaccinative and protect our community. You can visit vaccines.gov for free vaccine locations.
This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and Strong Hearts Native Helpline is here to help. If you are experiencing domestic or sexual violence, Strong Hearts advocates provide culturally appropriate support and advocacy for Native Americans and Alaska Natives. Free, confidential, anonymous, 24/7. Strong Hearts advocates are Native American and take a Native-centered approach to every contact. Call or text 1-844-762-8483. That's 1-844-7-NATIVE or chat online at www.strongheartshelpline.org.
The Park Tavern is your go-to destination for fun. Your friends and your family will have a great time with the fantastic food like the pizzas, appetizers, burgers, entrees, and sandwiches, the best bowling in Minnesota, the wildly popular outdoor patio, great drink specials, all the big games on their numerous screens, and it's the perfect place for your next private event, even large gatherings for over 200. The Park Tavern is your go-to destination for everyone age 1 to 100. Come see for yourself. Have fun at the Park Tavern, Louisiana Avenue, north of Highway 7 in St. Louis Park.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl!
Yesterday's was a really good howl, too. That was a good one.
Stately was on. Dr. Stately was on with us from the Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis.
Honoring What's health and tradition.
Thank you. I couldn't remember that. I wanted to say that. Good one, Haley. Hey, it's All Hallows Eve here on Native Roots Radio and the rest of the segment. One of the important things, Wendy, we always talk about our sacred animals in the last segment of the show, but we talked a little bit about black cats and things that you've had to go through working in shelters, and maybe you can just fill our audience again and be careful out there.
I cats, I think, should really be kept indoors. I know a lot of people let their cats out, but you know, they can get sick, they get fights with other cats, they get killed by cars. They're just a lot of things. I mean, I'm in two neighborhood groups on Facebook, and every day, every single day, somebody's looking for the cat. And I know cats go missing and they get out, and it happens, right? Yeah. It does. But there's just, and even when we walk the dog, I just see so many cats like wandering around the neighborhood with collars on, with tags. So,
and they look guilty.
Yeah. They look guilty. So, I mean, I know the cats want to go out, but it's really honestly not a good idea for them. They live a lot longer as an indoor cat, and you could have plenty of good things for them to do to keep them happy and healthy as an indoor cat. But what I wanted to talk about, Robert, was, and Haley, was the black cats. There's a lot of bad people out there. So if you have a black cat, if you have any cat right now, just because of Halloween, keep them inside, especially if you have a black cat or a cat that has any black on them. Years ago I volunteered at the Bergen County Animal Shelter in New Jersey, and every Halloween, the month before Halloween, we would take all the black cats and we'd put them in the back room, and we would not adopt any of them out during that time because there were bad people out there who would do sadistic things to them, and like put them up for worship and sacrifice them, right? So So it was really sad because all the cats that could have been adopted were now in the back room for a whole month now, you know, living in a cage. So I would go back there. I was, you know, spend time with them, take them out, each one, brush them, you know, spend a little time with them, put them back in the cage, take the next one out, brush them, talk to them, hold them, pet them, put them back in the cage. And then we would have to have somebody stay overnight on Halloween, because people would break into the shelter and take the cats.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really bad. So I know, you know, like a lot of people don't think bad things like that happen, but I've seen it firsthand and it's really pretty horrible. So keep the cat in, no matter what color it is. That's all I have to say. And it's really cold too. It's anyway, it's cold here in Minnesota. We're like really, really cold now. It's ridiculous. It snowed yesterday and it's just crazy. So it's really cold. So Robert and I ordered a heated bird bath because we are big animal fans and we help our animals or wild animals that are out there. And I know a lot of people say you shouldn't help the wild animals, but I don't know. It's just so cold and scary out there. So, oh my God, Robert. So we're gonna get our heated bird bath because just the other day, the bird bath out front in front of our house that we look at while we're on the radio, it was total ice and there was a little bird on it like pecking. Pecking the ice to get some water. So yeah, so we always leave like it's really annoying, really, Robert.
It's Halloween music.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your guys's favorite Halloween candy?
Did you say guys's?
Well,
guys's? What's your guys's?
So I'm vegan, so we just do vegan candies, which it's hard to find, like, and it's too expensive to give out if you want to give like almond milk chocolate bars, you know, they're just too expensive to give out. But Sour Patch, Twizzlers, Dots, Skittles,
Oreos,
Swedish Fish, Jolly Ranchers, Hubba Bubba and Smarties and Dots. Did I say Dots?
No, you didn't.
Yeah, so those are all vegan Halloween candy that we do. We do not give out candy though because we're not home. So don't come to our house here in St. Paul because we're not home. I'm surprised we never got egged or anything like that, you know, with people who aren't home.
Or teepeed, like your house gets toilet paper.
Oh, toilet papered, yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. oh my gosh, Robert.
Seriously? Just some Halloween sound effects.
Wow, that's crazy. It is scary. I mean, years and years ago when we were kids, right? I remember like bobbing for apples.
Oh.
Like that's like right now the most germ like everybody's saliva in the water. I don't think they do that anymore. Not for years now.
Wendy, I'd have to be careful. But
we used to do that.
I'd have to be careful as bobbing for apples because my veneers might pop out.
Yeah, exactly. They might. So
did you guys carve pumpkins at all this year?
Yeah, not this year. No, but we have carved pumpkins in the past. And
Wendy did one of Lucy.
I did one of Lucy. I'm going to put it up here. There you go.
Up, tilt up just a little bit.
Oh, cute.
So look at that one's Lucy.
Lucy was my inspiration. If anybody's on Facebook, you could look and see.
So they both have their mouth open.
And literally, Lucy, I can't even talk. Lucy meows all the time. So all you have to do is say like Lucy and she meows right back at you. So she's really easy to capture a picture with her mouth open meowing.
Cute.
So that's back a couple of years I did that. And then Robert was my inspiration for one other one and I made him with like all scraggly teeth and like a big smile and squinty eyes.
Squinty eyes.
His big nose.
I wish I had a picture of that.
Easy, Haley.
I love your nose, Dega.
I didn't take it actually came up on Facebook memories, but I didn't grab a shot of that, but I should have.
Well, you know, everyone needs to be safe out there. It's cold and you got to be bundled up tonight here in the Twin Cities.
Yeah, really be careful out there and just
watch for people.
Keep your cats in.
Yeah.
And help the wildlife throughout the year. I know
You're tapped in to the issues affecting the Valley and all of Wisconsin. Consider us the bartenders of friendly local talk. This is 93.5 The Tap. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to
93.5 WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, WDET Eau Claire,
streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.